Title: Balancing Harmonic Richness with Mixed Space Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced drum and bass composition and mixed space lesson in Ableton Live, and the goal is very specific. We want that thick, expensive harmonic richness without turning the mix into a fog machine, because DDNB is basically a magnet for dense sound design. Re-SEs, layered subs, distorted mids, pads, jungle stabs, metallic atmospheres. It's addictive. And it's also how you accidentally destroy your snare and your low end. So today we're going to build a 16 to 32 bar roll-in loop, and while we do it, we're going to use four big ideas: arrangement choices, frequency planning, controlled saturation, and midside management, all with Ableton's stock devices. And I'll give you a couple of pro workflow checks that instantly tell you when you've gone too far. Step 0. Set the battlefield. Set your tempo to something in the DNB pocket, like 174 BPM. Now before you touch sound design, make groups. Do it early, because it forces you to think like a mixer while you compose. Make a drums group, a bass group, a music group for pads, stabs, keys, atmos, and then FX or VOX if you want. On the master, add spectrum as the last device so you always have a visual reality check. And if you want, add a limiter just for safety, not for loudness. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. Short look ahead like 1 millisecond. The point is just to avoid accidental clipping while you work. Now a mindset shift that matters. Think in harmonic budgets, not just EQ moves. Imagine you have limited space money in each band. Below 120 Hz, only one owner. That's the sub. From 120 to 350, that's groove definition and it gets overcrowded really fast. So we keep occupancy low and we prefer short events. From 350 to 2K, that's note intelligibility, and you rotate who's featured. From 2K to 8K, that's edge and clarity, and if it's constant, it becomes abrasion. When the loop feels crowded, don't immediately start sweeping EQ. Ask which band is over budget and who gets evicted. Step 1. Build a clean bass architecture. Sub versus harmonics. This is the core of the whole lesson. If your bass system is chaotic, everything else becomes impossible to fit. Make two bass tracks, sub and mid bass. The sub is mono, clean, and stable. The mid bass is where the character lives, and it's allowed to be wider, but it cannot fight the sub. On the sub track, drop an operator. Use a sine wave. Keep glide off for now unless you're doing legato slides later. Then EQ8. Put a low pass on it, 24 dB slope, somewhere around 90 to 120 Hz. Adjust based on key and taste. The point is, we're not letting the sub become a full range instrument. Then utility, width to 0%, hard mono, and set the gain so it's stable and leaves headroom. Teacher note here, if you're planning to add saturation later in the project, get used to not running your channels hot. It's not about a specific number, but as a habit, aim for comfortable levels before distortion. If needed, put a utility at the top and trim down by 6 to 12 dB before you hit any saturators. Now the mid bass track. Start with wavetable or operator with a richer wave. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are great for DNB mid bass. Drive maybe 2 to 8 dB and turn on soft clip. Next, auto filter. This is where movement lives. Use a 12 or 24 dB filter and automate the cutoff. Something like opening from 200 Hz and up to 1.5K over a bar or two, depending on your pattern. Then EQ8. This is the key move. High pass the mid bass at around 120 to 180 Hz. Yes, even if it feels like you're losing power. You're not losing power, you're handing power to the sub, which is exactly what we want. If the bass starts clouding the groove, try gentle notch around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Then utility for width. Start around 80 to 120%. But be careful, width and low mids can feel exciting while you're building it, and then the drop hits and the whole thing loses punch. Quick checkpoint. Mute your mid bass. Does your tune still feel like it has a foundation? It should. Then unmute it. Now you should get character without low-end mess. That's the architecture. Step 2. Create harmonic richness without constant masking. Arrangement first. This is the advanced part most people skip. They try to solve a composition problem with EQ. In rolling DNB, richness is most powerful when it comes and goes. So we'll do a call and response plan. For a 16-bar phrase, try this. Bars 1 through 4, just drums and bass, minimal music. Bars 5 through 8, introduce a stab or pad lightly. Bars 9 through 12, that's your full richness moment, maybe wider pad, more top movement on the bass. Bars 13 through 16, Pull one layer out again. In Ableton, the simplest move is literally clip mutes or automation on the music group mute. Force the breathing. If your harmony never stops, it stops sounding rich. Contrast is the flex. Step 3. Design a music layer that stays out of the bass and snare. Let's do a jungle style stab example because it's perfect for this concept. Make a stab track. Drop in simpler, classic mode. Load a stab one shot. If it's a one shot, keep warping off. Snap on so it triggers clean. Now EQ 8. High pass it aggressively. 200 to 350 HC, 24 dB slope. And yes, that's high. Trust it. Your stab doesn't need to compete with bass fundamentals. If the stab is fighting the snare crack, do a small dip around 2 to 3.5 kHz, maybe 2 dB, not a cannon. Add saturator with just 1 to 4 dB of drive. We're adding harmonic interest, not destroying the transient. Then reverb. Hybrid reverb is great. Set the time somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Add pre-delay, around 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the transient stays clear. And filter the reverb. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, high cut around 7 to 10k. Mix 10 to 25%, or even better, do this on a return so you can automate throws. Then utility for width. Now that you high-passed it, you can go wider, like 130 to 160%, because you're not whitening the low-mid soup. Teacher note, this is foreground versus background processing. Foreground elements want transient clarity and less smear. Background elements can have softened attacks, filtered lows, more modulation, and controlled ducking. So decide. Is the stab a foreground hook or a background texture? Process accordingly. Step 4. Carve space using dynamic masking control, not just static EQ. Static EQ gets you halfway. Dynamic control gets you the last 50%. First, micro-duck the music group to the snare. Because in DNB, the snare is the authority. Put a compressor on the music group. Turn on sidechain and choose the snare track. Ideally post-FX so the sidechain hears the actual snare you're listening to. Set ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds and match it to the groove so it breathes musically. You only want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Subtle. This isn't house pumping. This is make space for the crack. Next, we do a stock multiband sidechain trick to duck only the low mids of the music when the mid bass talks. On your stab track or the music group, make an Audivo effect rack with two chains. One chain is full, no compressor. The second chain is low mid duck. On that chain, put a EQ8 first and bandpass roughly 180 to 600 Hz. Then put a compressor sidechain to the MID bass. Ratio around 3:1, attack about 5 ms, release around 80 ms, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction, but only on that band. Then blend the chain volumes until the music stays rich, but the groove stops getting clogged. This is huge because it preserves the tone while solving the actual masking moment to moment. Step 5. Stereo strategy. Keep richness wide. Keep power centered. Here's the rule. Wide low mids equals weak mix. The fun part is you can still be wide. You just have to be smart about where. On the music group, put a EQ8 and switch it to mid-side mode. On the side channel, high pass somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on the material. If you want a softer approach, instead of a steep high pass, you can do a side low shelf cut starting around 250 to 400 Hz. That's a really musical way to keep warmth in the center while cleaning the sides. On the mid channel, keep an eye on 200 to 500 Hz. This is where the mod builds. Small, thoughtful dips can help, but remember, arrangement and ducking should do most of the work. For the bass, SUB is always mono. MID bass width is disciplined. If your groove collapses in mono, the richness was fake richness. It was sides doing all the work, which brings us to two quick density toggles that pros do constantly. Toggle 1. Mono check. Put utility on the master and set width to 0%. Listen, if the whole vibe disappears, you're relying too much on side-only harmonics. Toggle 2. Low mid check. Put an EQ8 on the master and temporarily cut 200 to 450 Hz by about 6 dB. If the mix suddenly becomes perfect, that means you were stacking too much musical information there. It's not telling you always cut 200 to 450. It's telling you your arrangement or sound design is over budget in that range. Step 6. Saturation layering. Harmonics in the right bands. Saturation equals density. Density equals masking. So we place saturation like we place instruments. On the mid bass, make an audio effect rack with two chains, clean and grit top. On the grit top chain, put in a Q8 high pass at around 700 HC to 1.2K. Then add overdrive. Drive maybe 15 to 35%. Tone to taste. Optionally add redux very lightly for edge. Then another EQ8 to tame harshness around 3 to 6K if it gets pokey. Blend that grit chain quietly under the clean. Your mixing implication. Not adding another loud instrument. The aggression shows up, but you don't fill 200 to 500 with extra sludge. If you want to go even more advanced, build a 3-chain topper. Core, presence, and air. Presence might be banned past 900 HC to 3.5K. Air could be high past 5 to 7K. Keep them quiet. It's like adding highlights, not paint. Another sneaky trick, transient control to make room without EQ. If your stab masks the snare, try drum bus on the stab and pull the transients down. Negative values, that softens the front edge so the snare reads clearer, even if the stab is still harmonically rich. Step 7. Arrangement moves that create space and impact. Mix space isn't just frequency. Indeed and B, it's often timing. So here are a few moves you can apply immediately. On the drop, bars 1 to 4, drums and bass, minimal atmo. Bar 5, add the stab on an offbeat, like the and, so it complements the roll instead of sitting on top of the snare. Bar 9, introduce a pad wash, but only for 2 bars, then remove it. That removal creates a lift. Every 8 bars, remove the richest layer for 1 bar as a breath. And pre-drop, filter the music up with auto filter, then cut it at the drop so the drums feel bigger. Also, think negative arrangement. Pick one gap where harmony never plays. For example, around the snare hit area. Commit to not playing sustained harmony that steps on it. Bad decision alone can make your mix sound like you suddenly got better at EQ. Advanced variation. Rotating chord partials. Instead of stacking more layers, make 2 or 3 versions of your chord or stab. One mid-focused, with a high pass around 250 and a gentle low pass around 7 to 9K. One airy version, with a high pass around 500, brighter and wider. One narrower version with width around 70 to 90%. Alternate them every 2 bars or 4 bars. The harmony feels present, but the spectrum isn't constantly filled. And one more. Side-only ghost harmony. Duplicate your music layer. High pass it aggressively at 600 HC to 1K. Widen it, and keep it very quiet. Keep the mid-channel simpler. Let the size carry shimmer. That's expensive without crowding drums and bass. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Wide low mids everywhere. Pads and stabs widened below 300 is instant fog. Number 2. The sub isn't isolated. This audio version is shortened for playback.